T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we do this week and during the bye week, you watch all these plays together and you're kicking yourself because it's one thing here and then it's one thing there where it's just stopping you from hitting those shots. They're there. They will continue to be there. But we have to do our job. Again, it's not a player thing. It's an all of us thing. We have to do our job in terms of making sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be, and then we can start to hit these shots.
Halloween, candy corn, Big Ben. Candy corn, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. Call that a callback.
It was actually decent, only based off of the basket impression.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, because the Big Ben you inserted it in there. No music underneath by Jax, though.
No, we just...
couldn't help him out, huh?
We raw-dogged it. And that's sometimes...
And a real freestyle.
I have
there.
Heard sometimes got a raw dog on Halloween.
Whoa, is that Eminem?
Show me your tricks, big
Nick
boy.
Wilson?
In case you missed it, coming up in just about 40 minutes here, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back. Happy Halloween, everybody. Happy New League Year. That's another callback. I'm just seeing how many people I can take shots at on this station.
Sometimes we act like Fridays don't count.
That's true.
They just like anything goes.
Yeah, it's like
by Monday everyone forgets.
It's like carbs on Fat Tuesday.
That's what
they
is.
Do not count.
No, not at all.
So a shot for you, a shot for everyone. But there were other things I was going to say. But you heard Kevin Stefanski there from the Stefanski Show yesterday talking about the opportunities that are there for the quarterback if the quarterback wants to take him up on him and actually make the throws. To talk about the quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. To talk about potential quarterback, Trey Lance. Maybe some candy corn. Who the hell knows? We welcome on the fan hotline, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, boys. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Smell my feet.
Oh, Daryl, you're downtown Daryl now, and the difference in living downtown is that you don't get trick-or-treaters.
I thought he... Yeah. Oh, that's because he lives downtown.
He lives downtown. Downtown
Daryl. I thought it was because he likes to go downtown.
When you were in your house, I don't know if you had any at your house, but you got a better chance there. Downtown. When I lived downtown, I would buy candy every single year, and then every single year it was just candy I ate. No trick-or-treaters ever came. One of the actual upsets of like living like early on in my life was me buying so much candy, getting ready. When I lived in Montana for like my first Halloween,
Eat it all by yourself.
I just had to eat it all. That's all it was. And that's what I for the first like 7 years of me living in apartments, I just became convinced that's all Halloween was me picking up my favorite candy every year.
I actually think, Daryl, I think you should just go out on the street and start handing candy out to small children.
Yeah, that's gonna make a lot of sense for people.
Yeah, I there are no small children in the neighborhood right now. They're Nick.
Okay. Well, you got to go find them.
I mean, they look like grown adults to me.
I've never understood that part of Halloween though. The like check your kids' bag part of Halloween.
Yeah. As
if like
what,
as
make
if
sure
like drug
no
dealers
razor
are
blades in it. You've never
no, no,
heard
no.
Of doing
you,
that for your kid.
No, as if drug dealers are just going to put drugs in your kids. No, they're going to sell the drugs.
Yeah, drug
they're
dealers
not just
don't
give
them
out
away
free
for
drugs.
Free.
Everyone's so good. Oh,
ask
yeah,
any drug
sure.
addict. They don't get them for free.
You gotta make sure your Snickers aren't laced with. What are you talking about? They don't just give out drugs for free. This isn't how this works.
You know that. My theory on this, and welcome to the show, Daryl. My theory on this is that parents were the ones that put the razor blade in the candy bar and then showed another parent. And then it became this conspiracy so parents could do the dad tax and the mom tax for Halloween candy without looking like jerks for stealing candy from your kids.
It's a good theory.
I just want to know what candy you guys give away.
I don't give anything
away. I have six different candies selected right now. Well, first I bought this this Sour Patch Kids hybrid situation mixed with the gummy bear situation, all these other things. But now because I ate all those, I'm down to Reese's, I have Snickers, I have Hershey's, I have peanut M&Ms because I like those better than regular M&Ms, and I have Twizzlers. We got a good foundation.
So basically you bought candy for yourself to consume and not to give out to these kids.
No, the problem, in an embarrassing moment, Daryl, I brought candy for the Halloween people, and then I ate it all in 2 weeks, and so yesterday I had to reload.
Well, wait,
that was the problem.
Daryl, shouldn't you buy
not
candy
a great moment for me.
That you yourself like in case... You have leftovers. You don't want to be stuck with candy you don't want. Like, anytime we do that, Vanessa just makes me take it to work and put it on the table, and then Baskin and Phelps take it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I used to do, Nick, is I would buy a bunch of Reese cups and a bunch of Snickers bars, and you're right. I kept the proceeds.
Daryl, what's your worst favorite candy? The one you know is despicable to people.
Oh, I would have to say the different flavored Tootsie Rolls, not the chocolate Tootsie Rolls, but the other flavors. I could never get into any of those. The lemon and the vanilla and all that. Yeah, no, thank you.
I can.
I like party. Those. I like those too.
I like to party.
I like those too.
All right, Daryl. Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel Jeremiah said the Cleveland Browns should not take a quarterback in 2026. They should build the foundation. And then he suggested taking trying to find your Daniel Jones, trying to find your Baker Mayfield, the reclamation project, and the name he went with was Trey Lance. What do you think about that plan?
Just take a ball pin hammer to my skull now, because that just means we have more bad football we have to suffer through after this year.
I didn't know that was on the table, but now that I know,
well,
I think
it is,
the Trey
like
Lance
it is Halloween,
thing.
So you know, no one would notice if I got
that's
a half a hammer
Halloween
sticking
gets
out of
celebrated,
my head.
Daryl.
Unless you watch the movie Halloween, and that's exactly how it's celebrated.
All right, let me throw a different name your way that has been brought up a lot today. How about Will Levis for the Browns?
That's worse.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, this is. You guys got to do better. You got to give me some better
it's not
options.
Us.
We don't endorse any
it's
of these.
Not, yeah,
I,
no,
listen,
no,
I feel like I'm getting the trick and not the treat here on Halloween.
Listen, if you want a trick in downtown Cleveland, walk a block or two, friend.
I walked right into that one.
You sure did. Yeah, that's usually how it happens. Now
he's talking downtown.
Now, you heard Stefanski from the coach's show at the top of this hour about a year ago. I want to play one more piece of sound from Kevin yesterday on the coach's show talking about Dylan's role in the offense and what they can do better. Here we go.
You know, big picture, young quarterbacks are going to have, you know, struggles at times in a game, could be a quarter, whatever it is. And obviously you hope with these young guys that they're all continuing to get better. And I know the quarterback position gets magnified in that discussion as well. But you're trying to just stack days. You're trying to stack games on top of each other. And I think there's been some really good moments. I think there's things that we can do better around him. And again, I put that on me and the coaches and certainly his teammates where we can support him. And then when it's there, we got to trust that he'll let it rip and we'll come away with that play that we're just not making at this moment in that game to flip the game.
So twice yesterday, he said Dylan's got to let it rip. And he said plays are there, implying that plays are there. Dylan's not making them. I think that's as much, I know it's not direct criticism, but that's as much indirect criticism as I think I've heard Kevin Stefanski give Dylan on any level. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I actually appreciate Kevin saying what we all know and all have seen. So I agree with everything he said, and you're right, he is very careful to make sure that nothing he says becomes headline worthy. He tries to keep any criticism of players to a bare minimum as to, again, not make that a story, but look, you can't deny what we've watched for the last 4 weeks, and that is an undersized quarterback taken in the third round when he shouldn't have been, struggle mightily to do anything other than check the football down, take what the defense gives him. And it's no wonder that they are 1-3 in his four starts.
Do you think Stefanski, and I will bury into this as well, do you think they regret taking Dylan Gabriel?
I would say no, just from the perspective of, in their view, four games is not nearly long enough of a sample size to determine whether or not he can be successful in this league. It's good enough for me. I have seen nothing that excites me about watching Dylan Gabriel play the sport of football at this level. He was fun to watch in college, of course, but he is absolutely zero fun watching as quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I honestly cannot remember if we asked you this on Monday. It's been a long week. So I'll ask you again, just in case I didn't. Then what do you think, if Kevin Stefanski's saying this now, going into the bye, what do you think Dylan Gabriel's leash is?
I'd say 2 to 3 more games. Listen, they are not ready to put Shedeur Sanders on the field just yet. And of course, whatever the severity of this back injury that kept him inactive last week, that slows things up a little bit, but they're not even giving him first team reps in practice right now. They were giving Dylan Gabriel OTA reps with the first team offense, so they're clearly not ready for Shedeur to see the field just yet. So I think we're a couple more starts away. I would say this though, and certainly understand the circumstances with Miami because of the weather, but not understand it against the Patriots, who had the 24th ranked pass defense. If you can't go out there and light up the New York Football Jets, I don't know what to tell you. And that's who he's going to face coming out of the bye week. So there will be opportunity for him to,
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What good against a very terrible football team? And again, if he can't do that, then I just don't know what we're doing here.
Daryl, Bill Barnwell came out with a list of all sorts of players that he thought could be moved before the deadline, and he had about 8 different Browns players, but he had Jerry Jeudy on there. Yeah, a lot of Browns players, but Jerry Jeudy was there. Should we be thinking about Jerry Jeudy in a potential move?
Never say never. I mean, the obvious players are guys like Shelby Harris in the final year of their contract. Jerry just got a contract extension last year after that trade from Denver. Now, we got good Jerry Jeudy. We got motivated Jerry Jeudy last year. Now we're getting a guy that, well, quite frankly, looks the way he did with the Denver Broncos, a guy that's frustrated, a guy that's not catching the football with consistency. So I don't even know what his trade value would be at this point. The only thing that I could think of is that other teams look at what has happened here in Cleveland and just completely blame it 100% on the quarterback situation. He got 2 targets in the last game, which is ridiculous for someone who is supposed to be your number one receiver, even if he isn't a prototypical number one receiver. But I kind of feel like Shelby Harris is a candidate to be moved. I know Mary Kay has said absolutely not. The Browns are not trading David Njoku. But, yeah, I mean, if Andrew Berry gets offered something substantial to make that move, Njoku's in the final year of his contract. They drafted Harold Fannin Jr. They signed two guys, two tight ends, earlier this week, one to the practice squad and one to the active roster. That one was actually a waiver claim. So they clearly fortified the tight end room for some interesting reason going into a bye week. So I would still keep my eyes open for a David Njoku trade. But I posted this earlier today because I know the Myles Garrett conversation continues to roll along with Charles Robinson saying the Eagles would get have thought about giving the Browns three first-round picks for Garrett. And he's not hearing that from Philadelphia. I will say Andrew Berry moves in silence. Just about every significant trade he has made has come out of nowhere. The Jerry Jeudy trade out of nowhere. The trade down with Jacksonville out of nowhere. Amari Cooper out of nowhere. Really, the only trade that we saw potentially coming was Deshaun Watson because the pursuit of him was just so public. But Andrew Berry tends to keep things on the down low, and he likes it when the GMs that he's working with on these trades pay him the same respect and do the same. So I would be very cautious about some of the noise you might be hearing concerning the Cleveland Browns going up to the trade deadline.
All right, Daryl, I know that there are cap reasons that make it real tough to do. I know the Browns have come out and said definitively, no chance, you have a better chance of winning the lottery. Oh, they're so funny. But if, like, I know the Eagles might be hot on the pursuit of Myles Garrett. Is three picks, whether it's from Philadelphia or Dallas, is three first-round picks enough to get the Browns at least talking about whether they'd move Myles Garrett?
Well, Andrew Berry's not doing his job if he doesn't pick up the phone and at least answer. I would say this. The problem with the Eagles' picks are we all know if Garrett goes there, they're probably going to be 31 or 32, which is basically a second-round pick. So I don't know that the true value is going to be there. For me, I think that trade would need to be a little more expansive than just those three first-round picks because, again, if Garrett ends up with the Eagles, I anticipate Philadelphia is going to be playing in some Super Bowls. And so it's not like a situation with Jacksonville when the Browns traded down with them. We were sitting here hoping, okay, this could potentially be a tough season for the Jaguars. Maybe that pick is in the upper to mid-teens with them missing the playoffs. Right now, it doesn't look like they're going to miss the playoffs. It's looking like it's going to be a lower teens pick, but still, there's pretty much no hope of that with Philadelphia. Those first-round picks are going to be sitting right next to the second round as opposed to being in the middle of the first, which, from my standpoint, devalues that particular trade. But Andrew Berry has to listen if the phone rings, so whether or not he would be willing to pull the trigger, well, that's, I think, a different conversation.
Daryl, great stuff as always. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
All right, sounds good, guys. Happy Halloween.
Back on Afternoon Drive. In case you missed it, coming up in just about 20 minutes here,
it's
Nick.
Incredibly dark.
It is. Yeah. So we're at the
Harry Buffalo
in Lakewood. Thank you for the save there. My brain was skitzing out. I definitely have just hit the point where I had a lot of wings.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of jalapeno poppers. And now Daddy just wants to climb up in the bar and take a nap.
Well, again, the darkness is not helping me here, is it?
No. It's definitely there, but we've definitely reached that point where this window was our best friend for most of the show.
Yeah.
But everything was like almost whited out on the YouTube channel because it was so bright. Now we're going the opposite way. It looks like you and I are in our mom's basement.
Oh, it kind of, so Mac pulled it up. It looks like we're in like a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, you know what though? I kind of like it. It's very Halloween.
We're about to go ice fishing here? Is that what's happening?
If that's what you want to call it. It's only going to be you and me.
Yeah, well, it's not like they put like seven people in those.
Some people call it spelunking. There's a lot of different ways.
You guys order the clowns?
You know those little huts that people just go ice fishing in? Have you ever done that?
I heard that they bring in the worst part of society, though.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah, those ice shanties. It's, you know.
It kind of sounds like a good time. I'd like to do it once in life. Could you just hang out and just drink all day and just you pretend like you're doing something. But in reality, I think me and fishing would get along really well, if I'm going to be honest about it.
All right. As you and I age now, your daughters are still young for us to do this.
Yeah.
But once your daughters once both your girls are in school.
Yeah.
I think you and I just take up like fly fishing.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
And then like the show bonding is you and me driving, going to Canada. And we'll do it. We can broadcast from the cabin, and then we'll go out and fly fish.
Fly fishing might even be...
And just get absolute wrecked.
So fly fishing might even be a little too much energy for what I'm trying to... My output.
You don't want to have to move your arm
like
3 times.
And then you
gotta, just literally want to cast a line and wait.
Yes, yes, exactly.
You could just come to my pond for that.
I might. Maybe that's what this turns into, is me just going to your pond and just kind of waiting.
Well, it's funny. Well,
the fly fishers get in the water. They actually get in the water.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of just hanging out on the boat, and then just whatever comes to you.
Yeah, no, I hate... Well, I shouldn't say I hate
Or even
that.
Our shanty, the ice hut.
Yeah.
We're at least in there. It's cold, but that's fine because we're just drinking and having a good time.
Yeah, see, the reason why... So, one, boat, waves. I don't really get motion sickness, but it doesn't mean it won't happen in the future.
Mm.
I remember my mom and her boyfriend, who's since passed, John, they would go out on Lake Erie, and there'd be times where they'd catch like 15 fish.
Yeah.
And there'd be time they'd come back with like one baby whatever. And they wouldn't even bring back babies. But they'd come back and they'd be like, yeah, we didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you were out there for 12 hours.
I mean, that's the spirit of the game.
You're burnt to a crisp.
That's the game.
Like, I need to catch at least one fish. What spoiled me is I grew up, my grandmother, my grandfather built a pond when they built their dream house in Chatham in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And they stocked it. And to this day, it is fully stocked with bass and with bluegill and with a couple catfish, a couple other like cleaner fish, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we've trained these fish over 50 years. You just throw bread in and they just nibble, nibble, nibble. So you can catch a fish as easy as chuck that line out there and you're going to get something with it. Three or four line casts. That's not how any other fishing works, which is not good for my ADHD brain because I'm like, clearly, I've casted 5 times. I should have 3 fish by
now. To me, it wouldn't be about the fish. To me, it'd be about the drinking first, and then the fish is secondary to it. But it's just a fun activity to kind of take up in part of this.
I like the ice shanty. I'm down with the ice shanty. I just would like to go fishing also somewhere warm.
You know, warm is nice.
Like Canada in summer.
Okay.
That feels more my speed.
Yeah, yeah.
I think living in Ohio, I don't get people who are like, I live in Ohio, and then I'm going to go to Canada and ice fish, or Minnesota and ice fish, when you already live in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I travel and go to different spots, and I'll go to different golf courses, you know? Like, I mean, it's like, it's different terrain. It's different. It's different.
Yeah,
fish
but that's
are even
a warm
going.
Weather thing.
It's different fish are even going after. Like it's got to be. I don't know. It's kind of. It's playing a different course.
You know what we got to do?
What's that?
We got to find a way to bully, guilt, something, Joe Thomas into taking us fishing in Minnesota.
See, now, Mac, you know what we're doing now. We're going back into, I don't know if you've forgotten about this, Mac. I'm sure you remember, Nick. We came up with the idea that, because Travis Hunter is a big fisherman.
Uh-huh.
And if the Browns were going to take Travis Hunter, we wanted to take him out on a boat and do a broadcast with Travis Hunter from Lake Erie.
Yep.
And it would have been great. It would have been awesome. Like it would have just been like, hey, Travis, we're going to hang out with you. We'll do the interview the entire time. We'll also fish a little bit. We'll drink some beers, although I think we found out later that he doesn't even drink.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of have a good
more
time.
More for you and me.
Exactly right. He doesn't have to be peer pressured into any of that. He can just hang out and fish. What we need is to do a remote on a boat.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. See, can
and
we
make it rhyme that way, too.
Can we do a remote on a boat?
On a boat.
Without the remote?
Just be on a boat?
With Joe Thomas and a copious amount of beer, and then he teaches us how to like fish.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Because Joe's a good hang regardless. I imagine you get a half case of something in Joe, little Bud Light in Joe, and our sponsor for today, thank you very much,
mm-hmm.
A little Bud Light in Joe, 12 of them, and I bet you Joe's even more fun.
Yeah.
And he's a cheaper date now because he weighs like 235 pounds. So it only takes like 15 beers to get him buzzed now.
Yeah, and you two are both considerably larger than I am. So the thought in my mind would come across just the idea that like if we all got hammered on a boat,
you'd be like 6 beers in and slurring.
You guys could easily just toss me over, and I'd have no repercussion there.
You'd be the worst.
I don't like putting
world,
myself
though.
In that situation. If
you'd
I'm
be the
honest.
worst. We're not going to throw you over.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that.
We'd bring a much leaner person, right? Because I'm assuming fish like leaner meat, I'm guessing.
Okay. I was once. Let me tell you a quick story. I was once. It was at one of the radio jobs I was at in Houston, and they asked. There was like a whole like company thing where they were asking like different questions and different things like that, and they had us all like broken down into groups, and they were like, "So like on an island, who in your table would you be taking with you?" And it's like this like big serious type thing. And I looked at the smallest guy and I said, him, because I know if times became tough, he's not gonna be able to kill me.
Yeah.
Like I got him. Yeah. And they didn't love that answer at all. That was not good for business.
No, why? Why didn't they like that answer?
Didn't you were being
pragmatic.
It was not the vibe of the whole exercise.
Don't ask a problematic question if you don't want a problematic answer.
I think they wanted to be like, oh, I'd get along with Andy because Andy is funny. And so then we would just tell jokes and we'd pass the time until,
SOS. Until you starved to death?
Until people came and saw it. And I'm like, no, I take that guy because I'm pretty confident that guy can't kill me.
But see, the problem
fairly
is...
Fairly confident I
see,
got
like,
that guy.
See, like, I would take somebody like you.
Yeah,
because Andy's talent sounds too small.
Yeah,
whereas if push comes to shove, I'm gonna have to take you out.
No, I know that's the problem. Like enough, you and Joe Thomas,
you've
on
got
a boat,
enough sustenance.
If something happens, you and Joe Thomas you've in got, the boat, I'm not really standing
like,
much of a chance.
Like
there.
if I find a way to cool the body for long enough,
yeah.
I could get a couple weeks meat out.
Oh
of
yeah,
you.
I'm 6'2", 225. Like you yeah. got that'll take a long time.
Yeah.
If I was on the island,
I don't see you as a threat.
If I was on with like Tom Hanks and Wilson,
yeah,
like he's gonna be all right.
That'd actually be a really great that'd be a great matchup. You versus Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I think I'd take him at this point.
I don't think so.
I'm fairly confident.
Now,
I got
but
him.
Not,
yeah,
not
I mean he's older.
Six Hanks.
Oh, you mean prime like Tom Hanks?
The Wilson that was on.
Tom,
yeah.
There's no way Tom Hanks is like a good uppercut or anything to even knock me out to begin with.
Oh, this is how he gets you.
I watch too much
this
of
is
Larry,
how Hanks
Larry
gets you.
Larry Crown, he seems like the softest human
that's,
imaginable.
That's a character.
Yes.
Now see, this
yes,
you're
is.
Falling for the public image of Tom Hanks. The man has raised three sons. He's raised a daughter. He's married to Rita Wilson. This is
I'm
a man who
the public
if he
image
needs
is all
be.
We have of Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but I'm just
that
saying,
is the true authentic Tom Hanks.
This is a man who like had to scrounge as a living before becoming
he's
a famous
Woody
actor.
Woody in Toy Story to me. I mean, what am I going to lose out to? Lose out to Woody from Toy Story?
This is how you end up the dead one. You always think
I'm
of
picking
your
you, Hanks.
This is how you
bring it on, Tom.
Think of your opponent as the most extreme version of them in the best sense. And then think if you can take them. Because if you're just like, Woody will never
there
kill me.
There was never a ripped Tom just, Hanks, though.
Doesn't have to be ripped to have good cardio.
Yeah, he probably does have good cardio.
He's got to. I mean, you know. You
he really
you get
got
older,
screwed
really
over
got
in that movie,
that
did
sort of
he
thing.
Not, though? He really did.
Which
Wilson,
movie?
Well, with Wilson and the volleyball and everything.
Yeah, I mean, he was on a deserted island.
Yeah, but like he came back, and the woman that he was engaged to was already married and had already moved on, and it was just... That's tough, man.
No, all I heard is he's single, and he's been out in the wilderness,
yeah.
And he's cut because he's lost a lot of weight.
Uh-huh.
You know, like he's trim.
UPS
that's as good as he's going to look.
All his job had left him. His fiance had left him, and married some dentist. Like he was just gone.
He went on a he went on a mission after that, and it was just years of just. Anything that moves.
So if Joe Thomas comes on a boat trip with us, I'd like to take Mac along as well.
I think Mac could take you.
Now you're just saying hurtful things to say hurtful things.
I think you guys are in
the
same
weight
class.
I don't even think Mac would agree that Mac could take me.
Mac, do you think you could take Jonathan?
I think I can catch you off guard.
Come on.
I mean, you did underestimate Tom Hanks.
Come on, let's just not...
The guy survived on a deserted island for untold amount of time, and you think you could just take
one
him.
One slip, you're going overboard.
Let's stop saying hurtful things now, okay, guys?
I'm just saying, Mac is a confident man.
All right, do I need to go lower? Do I need to go to like Jax or someone like that? Is Jax now on the boat?
That's too
whoa,
gamey.
Whoa.
I mean, maybe Jax is the right call. He's a great hang. You know
yeah.
He's a good time.
Yeah.
And push comes to shove. I'm sorry, buddy. There's no chance you're surviving there.
I disagree.
You think you could take me too?
Yeah, I mean, if we're on a boat, anything goes. Like,
you think you could take Nick?
Go for the knees.
Oh, you bastards would be dead in 5 minutes.
let's see how far the ego goes. Mac, you think you could take Nick as well?
He wants to say.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to say
yeah.
Yes, but he knows the truth.
Yeah, catch him off guard.
Yeah,
all right.
You can take me,
well, that exercise made me feel
you
a lot better.
You can take me, JP?
No.
Okay,
no. I wouldn't even try.
No, see, this is
that's
the thing.
That's the problem with you and Joe Thomas. I would just have to be like, I guess I'm dead here.
You'd have to pit the two gorillas against each other.
No, what it is I don't even give you a chance to go ahead and and do what you need to do as far as killing me. I just jump over. I just jump over the boat.
Oh, I didn't.
We
know.
We just call it a day.
I don't know if you go to Joe and be like, you know, Nick keeps talking about trying to kill you. That's the smart play. That's how you got to do it. Yeah. That's how Hanks would do it.
That's how Hanks would do it.
In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.